First idea, the garden.
Pink noise from the brook pollutes the air and water and fills the woods. The brook fills the woods with its pink noise. What makes us prefer that to traffic noise? Fresh air, the moist smell.
Mushroom hunting.
This is the silence of the woods.
Same silence. Slightly louder this time. Traffic is an organic fluid flowing in the city's blood vessels. Close up.
Birds among leaves.
At your heights, what should not be seen.
Background.
The traffic is not a fluid running through the city's blood vessels.
Foreground and background, the Necker Cube. What about mechanical magpies? Occlusion. A cloak. Second idea, synthetic soundscape. Imagine a collective of agents. Certain aspects of their behavior would betray that they observe their environment and react to it. Friends and enemies, surveillance, and so on. Diffuse background.
It's a traffic jam.
I suppose some skill is needed to drive a car, but to drive all of that traffic at once. Clog up the communication channels in afternoon rush hours. Six cities is not an organism, not even a computer simulation of life. But this is supposed to be, or so it could be.
Synesthetic something.
No visual appearance, please. Third idea, interspecies communication.
Barefoot walking in early morning hours, a starling is upset about the cat.
I think it's a blackbird.
It's sitting safely on top of a telephone pole.
Acoustic communication. Hedgehogs used to hide in a dark corner of the veranda. Decisive snails slither over flat stone surfaces. Slimy traces of invisible sound.
Incredible intelligence. Artificial stupidity. Yes, we have artificial creatures living in nesting boxes.
Man-made little bastards with sharp snouts. Do you think they can suck the fluid out of the city's blood vessels?